Welcome to another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I am joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Drazon Blaze. What's going on, gents?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's, it sounded better when I was hosting.
Shots fired out the gate, straight to your face.
Every day, dude. Like every
you
day,
tried, bro. My dog. You tried, my dog. Ain't no issue. you know what I'm saying? Yeah, ain't no issue. Next week I'll be back, yo, for the fans and all that.
He's the one they want.
I even got a DM. They're like, "Yo, Bilo dog, when you hosting again?" No, I'm joking. That's cap. But
every time I come on here, I am abused.
Man is attacked. Man is verbally attacked. Spiritually,
now you're lying on a public platform as well. See, like, you're on a roll today. You're on a roll.
Hey man, but yeah, guys, what are you saying? How are you guys doing?
Easy.
Hey guys, this life thing, I. But you know what, I'm changing up, focusing on healthy habits, you know, stopping them kava before it gets too late. You know, all
nice
that
one,
stuff.
Nice one. Now, that's dope, bro. I'm glad that you concerned about your health and you're willing to make the changes. You know, that's what we like to see. So, yeah, no, me, I'm just chilling, guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's it. I'm done.
Yes, sir. It is the last stretch of Ramadan. It's almost over. Hey. And the niggas is back outside again.
Alhamdulillah.
So guys, let's get into it, man. Today we are going to be reviewing and talking about and unpacking a project by 2 a.m. The project is called For You Forever. 2 a.m., as some of our listeners may or may not know, he is part of FTL Radio, a collective which has artists like Sandra, Fancy, you know them ones, and a few other really, really dope people. So yeah, we've never really gotten around to doing a 2 a.m. project. Like we were saying off air, we had an opportunity at some point, but then scheduling just didn't align, and so we ended up not doing that review a couple of years ago. But this time around, everything aligned, and so we are here to review R&B artist 2 a.m., his project For You Forever. What are we saying, guys? What were your initial thoughts on this one?
Yeah, so I think going into this one, I think I had a very, obviously I had like a high expectation just considering the work that 2 a.m. has done. I haven't necessarily listened to him specifically, like anything that he's dropped. I've heard some features and some appearances here and there. So for me, I think I was super, super keen because I know from a production standpoint, like, that shit bangs, you know what I mean? So I think going into this one, I was definitely impressed. I think, you know, the production really, really shone through. I actually really, really enjoyed the contribution of all the features here. I think there were a lot of subtleties in the way that the vocals were delivered and the way that certain things were said and how they were said, etc., which kind of made it, you know, really enjoyable. There's a lot of sing-alongs, there's a lot of, you know, heartbreak and all that, but like I feel like it's a very relatable project that really hit the nail on the head for me.
Yeah, man, I agree. This was just good hooks, smooth vibes, simple verses, straight to the point. Like, I think he just, you know, executed very well. You know, he kind of set a vibe to the project. I felt like there was a pocket that he just stayed in throughout, which was cool. I would have liked slightly, like, a bit more variety here and there, but what I got was still good. So I think maybe played it a bit too safe, but like you guys were saying, this is his first project, so I think that's the best way to play it. Or first real project, as Mpilo says.
I don't know why.
I just said, like, the reason why I said that, let me clarify. The reason why I said that is because I feel like with this one, there was a lot more notice around it. I think in terms of the rollout and the way that everything was approached, I saw a lot more of this project before it was dropped. So for me, that's why I feel like it maybe is like that standout project. I think even with you, Dwayne, like what you said, I think, there were parts where I was like, you know what, I would have loved like a, you know, an up-tempo or something a little bit different thrown in there just for that bit of variety. But like, I think for me, the features were able to cover that up as well, you know, hearing different voices in and out. So those different voices were able to bring different things, which I think also kind of took over that aspect per se.
Nah, facts, facts, facts. Yeah, I think he just, for him, he personally knows what he's good at and he sticks to it and he does it well. I think, yeah, the features will add the other flavor.
Mm. Okay. So let's get into it, man. The intro, first track, For You Forever. I enjoyed this intro. It was interesting because I don't know. I just didn't know what kind of vibe, to be honest, I was going to get here. Just in terms of like setting the scene, you know, because an intro, especially on an R&B project, is quite important, you know. And so this happens also to be the title track. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, he's making a statement right out the gate. So let's hear him. Let's see what he's saying. But yeah, I thought the intro is cool. What are you saying about For You Forever intro?
Man, I like the intro. I think I really enjoyed the strip back vibe at the start, where I think the point of emphasis was definitely the vocals. And I mean, I don't know if it was done on purpose, but obviously this is just my interpretation. But obviously it's like For You Forever, so it sounds like a letter. So I like the fact that everything else from a production and instruments and whatever is sort of just stripped away, and it's like, okay, I'm talking to you now, whoever it's for. So yeah, man, I think, you know, with that kind of mindset going in for me, I was like, you know what, this is actually a nice intro to have, and it felt a bit peeled back and it felt personal to whoever it was being expressed to, you know. But obviously this is all assumption, I'm not sure, but obviously from my own interpretation, I think that would have been a dope move anyway.
Yeah, man, this one puts you right in the feels, like right out the gate, you know, just smooth vocals, crisp, clean production. Like, I have nothing to complain about on this one. I think it was just a perfect intro, strong intro, solid, ticked all the boxes. So yeah, it was fire.
The next track was Out of My Head, featuring Upi War. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, man, it's nice to see Upi War show up in people's projects and just take over, man.
Yeah, like, I was about to say, killed really that good. Shit, yeah. Bro, killed it.
Yo.
Ah, guys, Upi War.
I actually like the singing that sounds like you're whispering, dog. But not like whispering, not like 21 Savage. Oh, not that one.
21 Savage.
But like, you know, when it's 21. Like, when I heard that shit, man, like it was as if in a hypothetical universe, man. If I was with someone, dog, and they were busy, you know, hitting me with the lullaby there at night, dog, in my ear saying all this shit. That's how, you see, lullaby. Like, we're not in a loud venue. You know, it's just me and you. It's quiet. Mm. You're talking to me.
It's very intimate.
That's exactly how I felt when I heard Pio's verse. Pio's verse there.
It's just me and you, girl.
Yeah, guys.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you saying? Pilo, you already started. Give us your review of Out of My Head.
Now I'm adding more.
Was that all you had, bro?
What do you mean, dog? I hit you with the hypothetical.
Yeah, no, it's fine. That's what I was saying. Are you done, dog? I was gonna go, bro. Yeah, I just wanna attack.
Nah, I like the song, Days Go.
This man. This man's tired for real, bro.
I'm tired.
Yeah, no.
I'm bringing fire. Nah. I'm bringing that fire.
No, relax. Okay. Composure. P were on here. Your vocals were delivered so beautifully. I loved it. She had like such a sultry, like sweet, like Mpilo was saying, that soft tone, that one that just caresses the eardrum. That one there, dog.
Hey, my nigga said sultry.
Vocally. Hey, dog, that's what it is. That's the word, you know, flavor. Yeah, man. But vocally, I think she's been getting better year after year, bro. Every time I hear on another project, the vocals are just getting better and better. So shout out to her for that. She sounded really good. She held it down. In terms of 2 a.m I think he did well as I just feel like in this project he was just in his bag a lot of the time, just like he just knows his pocket, he sticks to that lane, and yeah, everyone else, you can do what you want, me, I'm doing this. So yeah, but it was dope,
you know. Every time I hear Pure, every time I hear a new verse, a new feature from Pure, I always ask myself, how is she not bigger than what she is right now? Like, how is she not, you know, popping? Because, like, she's got it.
And her time will come.
She's really
time
got will it. Come. Yeah, I hope so, man. Yeah. I really hope so. But yeah, the next track, number 3, was Home, featuring Karabo.
This one was my favorite, guys. Oh,
hey,
let me tell you guys something, man.
Big
so, Karabo. I'm not familiar with this game, I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't familiar with this game. But like, this man's voice sounds like he should have been singing like back in like the 90s with like Luther Vandross in them. It's so
crazy because that's my point. I was gonna say he sounded like Luther Vandross, like a young Luther Vandross, bro.
He sounds like he was supposed to be singing back in those days because like his voice is so rich and so mature.
That's crazy.
And you know, you guys know how I feel about R&B artists, a male R&B artist most
like
of the time.
Them. Yeah, like no, my
grind. You could be hating, dog. You full on hate.
You don't like them. You hate.
It's just a hater, dog. Yo.
Hey, if you guys are wondering why we don't do those projects, it's probably because of you.
No. I'm not a hater. But you guys know how I feel, right? But then, like, when I hear artists like Karabo, or you can even put Langa, like these artists with like just like a different vibe to their voice.
Yeah.
Not this whole, you know, Bryson Tiller, Chris Brown, crooners kind of vibe. Like I'm not really into that stuff, you get me? It doesn't really do much for me personally. But like,
why man, Chris like, get a straight dog, shot, bro? Damn. That's crazy.
I'll never miss an opportunity to shoot at that man.
I thought
I'll
you never loved miss an opportunity. What the hell?
Chris Brown.
Doug, there was a time I was
Chris
like,
Brown.
Chris was the
we're
guy.
Big 2 a.m. for you forever, please. Let's go back.
But anyway, so shout out to 2 a.m. for getting this feature, man. Yeah. I think they both worked really well on this. Like I said, Karabo has a different texture to his voice, and 2 a.m. has a completely different texture to his voice as well. But both voices worked really well on this one of my favorites for sure. What do you guys say?
I was about to say like polar opposites in terms of, you know, tone there. I think 2 a.m. has more of that, you know, lighthearted skate on the beat, you know, just kind of vibing, and then Karabo has that take over, you know what I mean, where it's just like it's a dominating voice, like it's a power, you know, like obviously maybe not in this case, but they always say like a lot of people who have those type of is like the type who could be in like an opera type shandies, you know what I mean, because of the, you know, extent. But I don't mean in this, I'm just using it as an example. But I think I really like how this song, you know, starts off very subtle, starts off very with 2 a.m.'s tone and delivery there, and then I feel like obviously with the chorus builds, and Karabo also just takes it up a notch as well. So it feels like a genuine progression from start to finish with the song, which I think is why I really, really enjoyed it. Because it's like, you know, when you listen to a song and then at the start you're feeling one thing and then towards the end you're feeling something else. And I feel like this was able to do that so well. So I really enjoyed the song for that reason as well.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with those points. Yeah, man. Ugh, Karabo, dog, he did his thing. He did his thing here. Like Mpilo was saying, bro, just a unique voice. It just stands out. You can, it's one of those voices, you know, you can hear a song on the radio and you don't know the main artist, but when you hear his voice on the feature, you'll be like, ah, no, I know who that is. You know, it's one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he delivered very nicely, very, very nicely. Like I said, sounding like a young Luther Vandross. Yeah, man, just killing it, killing it. So like Cease was saying, just old school. It just puts you back in the 90s, 80s, back then, bro. Like, you know, so yeah, this was a really strong song. One of my favorites on here. Yeah, man, shout out to 2AM on this also. Did well.
Shout out to 2AM still. Next one was Hold You. And once again, featuring P-War. Hey, man. Guys, what are we saying?
Star of the
hey, another one from Pure and 2AM here, dog. This is also another banger. And I think here, the production here for me really shone, man. I love how the layering of the vocals, also the ad-libs. There's this part where, like, Pure is like, and to kiss you, and then you hear that, hey, at the back. Yo, nah, boy, I was like, let's cook. I was like, you see here? I was like, nah, we're standing on business. I was like, right here, we're standing on business.
But like, standing on business.
Yeah, man, I really, really like this song. And you know what, I like how literally these tracks are like, well, my 2 minutes, touching three, some, you know, just in that. And it feels full, man. I don't think there was ever a song here where, even if it's short, and I'm like, nah, this wasn't enough. So I think with regards to 2AM from that perspective, like, shout out, because I feel like there's a lot of tracks where very short and you'll be like, I didn't get it, like, I wanted more, whatever. But like, it was able, I feel like it was all full and I felt it from start to finish.
Yeah, no, that's facts. I just feel like the chemistry between 2AM and P.O., yo, it's magical, bro. It's a combination. Yeah, man, 2AM hitting every note with calm precision, doing his thing nicely.
Hey.
I think this type of production also, like, it just suits Pio's voice so nicely. Like, her on those BVs and those harmonies in the back, like, hey, bruh, beautiful stuff. Yeah, and executed, mixed very well. Yeah, just a good, strong song. I enjoyed it for sure.
Uh-huh. Hey, shout out, man. The next one was the interlude. Back up. How are you guys feeling about this one? Like, when I saw it as an interlude, I was thinking, okay, it's gonna be like, yeah, a minute or something. But it did, to me, felt like a full track, to be honest with you. You know, it didn't give me interlude vibes. It just felt like a full, complete song. So yeah, I don't know, man. How are you guys feeling about this one, though?
Yeah, man, I think this one is cool. I think I would have liked a change in terms of the delivery on this one. I feel like with the beat sort of being a little bit more up-tempo, and then still keeping that... I feel like this would have been the perfect song to do like a sing-rap type vibe, you know what I mean? Where he would have been able to enter so many different pockets with this, but I feel like he kind of stuck to the conventional pockets with this one. I don't know if you guys get what I mean, but like... Yeah, I feel like with this interlude, is considering the fact that it was also 2 minutes, there was honestly so much more that I feel like 2AM could have done with this or explored with this beat or, you know, with this production on this, just because there was a lot available, I think, while listening to this.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think, you know, I agree with you on the singy sort of rappy type of melodic rap vibes. I think he could have definitely just tried to switch it up a bit more, because that's what I thought, it being the interlude. I thought he was really going to switch it up now, like he was going to come with bars or something, you know what I mean? But I think the writing did sort of give more of a rap feel, but it wasn't all the way there. So I definitely agree with that. But yeah, I do like that. he was more focused on his pen in this one, just in trying to be a bit more creative, a bit more, you know, just tricky with the pen. And yeah, so I just would have liked that variety, like Abila was saying as well. Just like try different things here, try, you know, hit other notes, try like hit another flow. Like, you know, this was, I feel like, something he could have experimented more with. But yeah, he did well, man. He did well. It did feel like a complete idea as well, as he was saying. It didn't give me that, like, I was expecting voice note, like girl crying and then next song. You know? But it was, but you know, it was an actual song, so that was dope.
Yeah. The next one we have was Walk Away. Interesting song. You know, I think the production on this project has been really, really good. I think all of the songs were just produced really well. Beat selection is great. The mixing is great. Like, nothing's like was sounding off. You know, there wasn't a point on this project where I felt like 2AM's vocals weren't coming through the right way, or, you know, like the mix was a bit weird. I didn't get any of that. But then again, I just feel like that's just testament to the quality of FTL. When we look back at some of the projects we've reviewed from FTL, I mentioned earlier, Fence, going back to even like Sandra, we've been quite happy with the quality of the music that they've put out, just from a technical standpoint. And so, yeah, it was just great to see that also with 2AM, the standard is kept, you know, from a technical standpoint. And so, yeah, I thought this song was well produced. It sounds great. How are you guys feeling about this one, Walk Away?
Yeah, for Walk Away, I think this one was a nice listen. I think also, like you said, Cez, in terms of the production and just how a lot of the songs feel like they have this general progression going throughout. So yeah, man, this is a cool one. I like this one.
Yeah, Walk Away, I don't have too much points on it, but yeah, man, as much as I like 2AM, I do feel like that thing of him being a bit too safe should change his name to Too Safe. I'm sorry. I had to do it. It's jokes. Yeah, man, but in key, man, he's in range. He's not getting too technical. He's just doing what's cool, vibing. I like the sax, though, on here. There's like that nice, just calming sax in the background. Nice production. Like Cez was saying, FTL, they're just good at doing what they do best, which is music. And yeah, you can see it resonates here. So this was dope. I like this song as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the next one, track number 7, Far From You, featuring Sandy. I was excited for this song, guys, I'm not gonna lie.
I think they were gonna come through with the Ribbity Raps, or is it?
Nah, I'm just always excited to hear Sandra on music.
Like, I did expect that. You know? I forgot.
Yeah, I would not expect the Ribbity Raps.
Nah, man. Like, yeah, and look, you know, I appreciate, you know, Sandra's raps and everything, but like, there's just something, man, when she's singing, you know? You know how Mbilo was describing that whole situation with like Pure, like, you know,
whispering.
It's just lullabies. You, the whispering, whatever. To me, that's how I feel like.
Now my hypotheticals work, sure.
Nah, listen. Hey, man, look, bro, I got so much love for Sandy, so I'm always going to be tuning in. And this was a great song. I thought this was really cool, man. They work well together. You can feel, you can hear the chemistry between the two of them on this one. So, yeah, I really enjoyed this one. I like the story being told over here. Great, well-written song. How you guys feeling about Far From You?
Yeah, I actually really, really like the song, man. I think the beat on this one is also knocking, dog. You know them R&B ones with that I was convinced. And then also when they, I don't know, you know that delivery, guys, where it's like, and then when you're rapping and then you skip, like you don't, you say something and then it drops, it's like, and then you carry on. It's there though. 2 a.m. hit that, and I was Kaza, dog. I was like, shit, shout out. But yeah, man, this was a really, really gosh. Nice song. What?
Just reminded me of something, guys, bro.
Guys, I'm trying to come with a lot more illustrate, like for this season.
Now pull up, we're loving it, bro.
Yeah, I'm all about the illustrating. Here, you know what I mean? I'm a narrator here now, right now. I think Sandy also really showed up. I mean, I was expecting like a R&B then Ribbity Raps, but I actually do like the R&B feel that she also carried throughout. And yeah, man, this was also another really good song.
Yeah, I always forget how multifaceted Sandra is, like, you know, because I get so used to her singing, and then she switches to rap. I get so used to her rapping, she switches back. It's just like, yo, you forget. Like, yo, she's actually just too talented, bro. Too talented. But yo, dog, she ate Sonya. She did well, very well. I feel like they should have just brought Piwo back for the BVs on here. Just for the BVs on this one, bro. You know? They could have worked here as well, but, you know, it was nice still. And yeah, I wish Sandy also added like a singing layer to the hook. I think it was done on the next song where it was like that duality, male and female duality. But it kind of also would have worked on this song, but still dope. I like the ideas they had here. And yeah, nice record.
Yeah. Shout out to Sandra. Always. The eighth and final track, Brand New. For me personally, this was my favorite song. Like, you know, this usually happens sometimes where I will listen to a new project and I have to go back a few more times to start like really getting into some of those songs. And with the 2 a.m. project, as much as it was like a clean project, a bunch of the songs I had to go back to just to like really fully get them, you know. But this was one of the few songs where just from the jump I was like, yeah, this is it. Like, you know, this is what I needed, you know. And so for me, Brand New is my favorite song, closely followed by, you know, Far From You with Sandy, and then the one with Garabo, and everything with P.O., of course. But
I feel like, yeah, those are all in order, new. In descending order. But yeah, thanks. Those are the lit tracks.
Brand New is just phenomenal, man. Like, this is it for me. How are you guys feeling about Brand New?
Yeah, well, like, when you said that, I was picturing, you know, that guy that cries. He's like, this should be something to me, man. That's literally what I was thinking. But nah, man, I really, really like this one as well. I think Teneke here has the feature. Goodness me, man. I was.
What's her name?
I think it's Teneke. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it, though. Apologies.
Teneke?
What? It's T-I-N-E-K-E.
Teneke.
So what do you mean? Yeah, but like, I think here, yeah, the feature, honestly, I was surprised because I didn't know what to expect. I was like, I've never heard this person. Is that part where she sings, she's like, I want to argue. And then it's like the, all that. And then it's like,
hey, bro, you hit that.
Yeah, low key. But yeah, man, I think even the beat here, I think it had that finality to it. Yeah, man, but this was really, really beautiful, man. I really, really enjoyed it. And I think also maybe it being called Brand New, you know, just that towards the end, you know, that shining light. But yeah, man, this was a really, really nice song. Shout out to him there as well.
Guys, you guys have really broken it down to a T, man. This definitely was one of the strongest tracks on the project. Production was just nice, clean, soft life. The duality that I was talking about, it was there on the hook. It was executed nicely. I love the vocal performance from Teneke. I would like 2 a.m. though. You know, actually, I'm going to leave out that point. But yeah, delivery was good. It was strong. This was a nice way to close off, you know, the project. Always go out with a bang. I think that's the best way to do it, and that's what they did here. They managed to achieve that. So yeah, man, nice wrap up to the project.
Yeah, 2 a.m. for you forever. I think that 2 a.m. is a great artist. I think he understands the current climate of R&B, and he is able to exist in, you know, this sort of framework that seems to be working for a lot of contemporary R&B artists today. I don't think he is doing anything like out of the ordinary. I don't think he's, you know, inventing anything crazy, but he understands his strengths, and, you know, he plays into that and it works for him, and the music is just good, you know. And yeah, it's always exciting to hear anything from FTL. So I quite enjoyed this one. This was a really good project, and I'm glad we are able to finally do a project from 2 a.m. We've been, like I said, we've been trying to get into one, and we finally did. So yeah, shout out to the features, Piwo, Garabo, Tineke, and of course, you know, Sandy, my forever crush.
What?
Guys, what are we saying?
We'll just gloss you, over whatever. That.
Closing
we'll gloss
thoughts.
Over that. But yeah, no, shout out to 2AM. I think this was a really, really solid project. The production part nailed to the T. Features nailed to the T. Concept and deliveries nailed to the T. I think, yeah, the biggest thing is probably hopping onto your point and your point C's and your point D's in terms of like nothing out of the ordinary, and then D's in the sense of like love to hear more exploration. And the thing is, like, you know, with regards to this project, it's like I know that, you know, I may not have been in the booth with 2AM or anything, but like I know that he's capable to push the boundaries as well, just because of the production from different artists that he's done and the, you know, the rooms that he's probably been in with certain people. So I feel like, you know, like, upcoming for the next project, definitely eyes on, and I think definitely looking out for something different or just adding something to this bag that's already solid as is. So, you know, it's just about taking yourself up a couple of more levels, and that all just comes from a bit of exploration. So I think that would be my final thought.
Yeah, man. I think you touched on most of what I would say. Just more creativity. We just want to hear you switch it up, mix it up. But this is good for an 8-track project. It was really solid. It stuck to its principles. So I like that he didn't deviate too much from what he knows and what he's comfortable with. But again, just a bit more creativity, a bit more just touching maybe other sounds, you know. Let's dabble a bit in Afro beats. Let's dabble a bit, yeah. But again,
I don't know about that one. But yeah,
nah, not necessarily Afro beats, but you know, mix it up. You know, people have that that cross blend, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, but not necessarily Afro beats. So I think, as a whole, yeah, man, 2AM strong artist. I think like throughout production was good, solid. There was no fumbles there. And yeah, man, I would just love to see, you know, what he comes with next, the type of way he interacts with these, you know, features on the next project. Like, does he take it more to their world and vice versa? But yeah, other than that, solid effort, solid effort.
Yeah, shout out to 2AM, shout out to everyone involved. This was great, man. Yeah, and that's it for this week. My name has been CZ Ray. I was not alone. I was with my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Draze on Blaze. This has been the Best Capes You Could Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.